Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
So I've been doing a lot of talking, a lot, because Find Your Freak has a daily podcast episode as its primary kind of delivery. And that means that I've been doing a lot of talking. And what I've realized is that there is so much I want to say. And I have, you know, so much I have to say. And it's so interesting because I think this is part of the reason the book's taken so long, is that every day I learn something new. It's like there's this constant conversation going on in my head. And I just want to share it. So, but the funny thing is, right, like I doubted when I started, when I announced Find Your Freak, I doubted that I could find 31, because there's 31 days in July, I doubted I could find 31 things to talk about. It was like one of the biggest fears that I had around starting it, which seems totally ludicrous now because I could pretty much do this all year and have something new to say. So it's taught me that, right? Like we don't necessarily need to have a lack of doubt in order to create. It's like your self-doubt actually doesn't necessarily get in the way of creating. It exists, and you can create despite that. And you can create in it. Wow. So this is really what I wanted to talk to you about today. And I'm still kind of forming the concept in my head. But yesterday I had these kind of words come to me. And it was, your inadequacy is your own, right? That's what it was. Your inadequacy is your own. So let me tell you, I've created this Find Your Freak program, and the women in it are fucking incredible. And there are women in there that I learn from. And I had this come up for me, even in Radcasters, right? So I didn't think that there was anything that I could share that would be anything new to someone who worked for the ABC as a broadcaster. And then I worked with two individuals who worked for the ABC. Actually, there were three in total who came to me asking for my help. And I was like, actually, there were four. That is crazy. And guess what? I could help them. Even though, like, my inadequacy, my feelings of inadequacy around that were totally my own. They actually didn't exist outside of myself. Get what I mean? So in Find Your Freak, there are so many incredible women, And this is where I'm kind of at with this, right? Like, sometimes I get a little triggered because I've said something and then someone says it more eloquently or gives an angle that I hadn't thought about around it. And the part of me that feels inadequate is triggered by that, right? But it doesn't actually mean that I'm inadequate or that anyone else thinks I'm inadequate. Those feelings are my own. They don't exist outside of me, right? And this is one thing that I've really struggled with over the years, has been this needing to have all the answers. And I think I shared this in Find Your Freak. It's like, when I used to be asked a question, I used to have to make sure I knew the answer because I didn't want to be seen as if I didn't know. Or even worse, I was wrong. AKA, I made that mean inadequate. But when I come back to, is that really true? Is the fact that I don't have an answer to something, or someone else has a different perspective that shines a light on it from another angle, perhaps one that I hadn't thought of, mean that I'm inadequate? No. Of course it doesn't. Does the other person on who I can't give an answer to, or who, you know, who I say I don't know to, do they think I'm inadequate? Or does the person who has the different opinion or point of view that comes in and highlights something really incredible that gives the other person who, you know, I was asked the question of, does it make them think I'm inadequate? No. I don't have to have all the answers. So I just wanted to share this because I think it's twofold, really. Firstly, those feelings of inadequacy only live within you. They don't live outside of you. They don't even exist outside of you, outside of your head. Second, we don't need a lack of doubt or total clarity or total belief in our ability or anything really in order to create something impactful and meaningful and fun. We can do it clearly because I am doing it despite the fear, despite the lack, despite the doubt, despite the inadequacies. So yeah, just a short, sharp one today, really. Find Your Freak is making me a little more succinct, perhaps. Those shorter episodes are really working for me. So yeah, I guess I would just want you to ponder, are there ways in which you feel inadequate? Because what I find, right, is that when we have avoidance of an area of our life, when we have an avoidance of needing to be not seen as inadequate, it can kind of take our life and run. But when we have awareness and we can recognize that we can see that part of us that feels inadequate and be like, you know what, it's okay. You are adequate, more than adequate. Then, you know, we can not gain control, but we can bring into more harmony those aspects of ourselves that maybe live more on the shadow side. And you know what, like, it's not good to feel that. It's not a nice feeling to be triggered and question yourself and doubt yourself. But it is natural. And it does happen to all of us. even those of us who seem to be whatever, doing well, creating, have their shit together. Like, we all have these feelings of inadequacy from time to time. So if you feel them, you're not alone, because I feel them. And I want to share it because I feel like sometimes we can have shame around this stuff, so we don't verbalize it. And we need to. We need to know that it's okay to feel inadequate. It's okay to doubt yourself. It's natural. And when we don't have shame around it, we can move through that shit so much quicker, and we can see, you know, we can have loving compassion towards each other or towards ourselves. All right, that's it from me today. Peace out.
Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies and thanks for listening.